Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. As a little ZZ Top bringing us back. Having a great visit with our good friend Brian Moran. And Brian is with the Wall Street Journal, and he's in charge of all things small business over there. And he's executive director of sales and development there. Brian, I don't know what else. That's a global job, too, right? You're in charge of all around the world and actually out in the galaxy, aren't you?
I don't think we cover Mercury, but I think we do cover the other planets.
Mars. I know you get Mars for sure.
We're definitely Mars, yep, Jupiter.
Give us the website again, please.
You can go to wsj.com/smallbusiness or howibuiltit.wsj.com.
Right?
And, of course,
and. Both. And by the way, folks, remember what I said. I've told you this before. The best app in the world, Wall Street Journal app, is the best.
Thank you.
I don't know what I would do without my Wall Street Journal app. I can't live without it.
People love it. They thank us every day.
I quit taking my print edition.
After almost 30 years.
I know. I did it for a long time. I had to wean myself off, but I finally, I love it. I love that app. Hey, listen, you're a social media expert and have been now for a long time. And,
right.
And you've been talking to a lot of folks about social media, different audiences that have been, and had you come over and cast your pearls before them. So would you talk to us a little bit about what you're telling them?
Sure. Actually, I got an event coming up in New Jersey, February 7th. We have, I think, about five or six different chambers of commerce coming together for an event, and I'm going to be the speaker at it. And I asked them what are on the minds of their business owners, their members. Mm-hmm. And, you know, social media just keeps coming to the top of the list. Mm-hmm. And it's, how do I use it, you know, correctly? I'm trying to hit a moving target now with my customers. You know, they're all tied to their smartphones or their tablets and,
right.
You know, and Twitter and Foursquare and whatnot. And they haven't got a good handle on how it works. And what I tell listeners or attendees of the events that I speak at is, you know, social media is not different than anything that you do right now. It's just using a different vehicle.
New tools. It's not new rules.
Yeah.
It's new tools.
Yeah. So there are six reasons you use social media for business: lead generation, customer service, market research, competitive analysis, networking, and PR. All right? So as you go on Twitter, you know, are you finding new customers? Are you finding your existing customers? Are you connecting with experts in your industry? Or are you looking at what your competition is doing? Networking with like-minded businesses in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to get engaged. If you're an extrovert, and most small business owners are, right? You get in the business, you're out there shaking hands and whatnot, then treat it like it's a relationship. You know, mm-hmm. you get engaged, and you start asking questions. So it's all about Q&A. And you don't have to do it all in a month. You know, if you haven't gotten involved in Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook, you don't need to be an expert in 30 days. Treat it like college. Okay? You know, it's the 4 years, 128 credits, and I'm gonna start slowly. And where I'm going to incorporate this into my business plan, Jim, is in the operational plan,
mm-hmm.
right? How I plan to get to my goal. That's how I'm going to use social media, whether it's I'm going to promote discounts or coupons or events that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wonderful set of tools that business owners, that cost them almost nothing.
Right.
It costs them nothing but time. So, and, of course, time is money, so you're going to have to dedicate, an effort to it. But don't you
encourage people, traditional small business owners, Main Street small business owners, to think not either or, but both and, to traditional and the new stuff?
It's like reading the Wall Street Journal, the print edition, and using our app.
no shameless self-promotion there at all, folks.
Of course not.
Go ahead. But seriously, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, you've got the traditional, and you got the new, and
right.
it's not either
right.
or. And if you keep working on it well enough, long enough, you find out how to merge the two together and make
you
them,
find out what
make
works
them,
for
make
you,
them, and you find out how to leverage one off the other too, won't you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a means to an end.
Yeah.
All your listeners should write down that phrase, a means to an end.
Just a tool. Just a tool.
Right.
Okay, so how I built it, WSJ.com?
Right. But if they want to follow me on Twitter and ask me any questions, I'm at Brian Moran, BrianMoran.
Thanks, Brian.
Connect with me on Twitter. I'm happy to answer anybody's questions.
Thanks, Brian. See you later, buddy. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.